Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today, we're talking about a brand new topic. This one is from your third blog post.
Linked lists.
But before we get into that, I want to give a huge shout out to Twilio for sponsoring not just this episode, but the whole first season. They set us up with our very own BaseCS podcast hotline. You can call us at 240-650-9856, and we're using it to give you little podcast challenges. We want you to text us your favorite Hex speak words. We'll read our favorites on the podcast, and if we pick yours, you'll get a special handmade postcard from Vaidehi herself. Details are in your show notes. This season of BaseCS is brought to you by Dev Discuss. Dev Discuss is a show I work on with the team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halpert, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, Dev Discuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to Dev Discuss wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm so excited to talk about linked lists because I don't know much about them. The only thing that I know and remember about linked lists was when I was in my boot camp and it was the last week of the program. We finished doing our, you know, demos and projects and all that. And we were trying to prepare for technical interviews. So we had to learn all these computer science topics and we came across this linked list thing. No one knew what the hell it was. And then there was this one guy, David Bella, shout out to David, who knew what they were and was very excited to explain it to us. And we all crowded around him. We sat in a circle just like school kids. And he was on this big whiteboard and he was, you know, drawing all these pictures and diagrams. And he looked so smart. And I remember vividly seeing just like the sunshine on his face as he explained this complex topic. And
it's like a halo.
It was. He was our savior. He was our angel. And I was so impressed and so distracted by how smart he was that I didn't actually listen to anything he said. So that's what I know about linked lists. So I'm very excited for you to fill in all of those gaps. So
yeah, no pressure.
Let's start. Yeah. So let's start with, I guess, the big question. What are linked lists?
So I think in order to answer the question of what a linked list is, we basically need to talk about something broader, which is data structures, because a linked list is really just a data structure.
Okay, so data structure is different from data.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Data structures are like how we can organize and contain our data depending on what kind of data we have and what we want to do with it.
Okay, so like an array would be a way to structure our data.
Yeah,
an array. So is that a data structure?
An array is totally a data structure, and it's one that I use all the time.
Okay, what are some other ones? What are some other data structures that I might use?
You might be familiar with a data structure called a hash, which is also sometimes called a dictionary.
Love hashes. Wait, really?
Yeah.
They're called dictionaries?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard that. That's cool. I know hashes, though. I know me some hashes. Okay, what else?
There are more. Hang on. Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. Yeah. I was like, what are the other ones? There are also variables, which are a kind of data structure, and objects.
Okay, objects make sense to me. Variables, I would not have thought of as a data structure. It's like, I've always thought of variables as just a thing that holds my data because I need it to be in a place where I can access it quickly and want to call it something. But I don't think of it as like structuring my data the way that like a hash is structuring the data, you know?
Yeah, I totally get that. But a variable is a way of organizing your data, right? Because you have a reference to it.
True.
So it is a kind of data structure, but it's probably one that you wouldn't think about because it's so simple.
Okay, so I'm happy to report that I have heard of all these data structures that you've mentioned and I've used them. Are there that many more? Because I feel like between the ones we just listed, I think we listed like 4 or 5 of them. That's it, right? Like how many different ways could you possibly organize data?
Oh, man. Hashes, arrays, objects, the ones that we've kind of talked about briefly are just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, come on.
When it comes to data structures. Yeah, I know.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, and you know how icebergs work, right? You only see like the top third or something.
I do know how icebergs work.
I don't actually know. I just made up a number. I don't know if it's the top third or top 5% or something. But like my point is there are a lot of data structures.
But why? Why is it really that complicated? Like, why do we need so many?
Well, the reason we have so many of them is that we can kind of think of it as like different tools in your tool belt. Depending on certain situations, you might want to use a hammer, or you might want to use a nail, or you might want to use like a Phillips head screwdriver. And I don't know any more tools, actually. A drill. But like you probably don't need to use all of them. But in certain situations, like one of them is going to make your life a lot easier. Some of them are going to be more efficient and helpful to us than others based on what it is that we're trying to do and the type of data that we're dealing with.
Okay. All right. Fine. I accept your answer. So back to the question, what is a linked list? I assume it is a type of data structure. That's kind of where we're going with that, right?
Yep.
Okay. What is it? What type of data structure? What makes it different from the other data structures that we talked about?
A good way to think about it is that it's similar to an array.
Okay.
Because both linked lists and arrays are something called a linear data structure.
Okay.
And a linear data structure is basically a way of organizing data where there's like a sequence and an order.
Mm-hmm.
If you compare this to something like a hash doesn't really have order or sequence, really. You can put different things in different places and that's it's okay. That's the way a hash works. But with an array, there's the idea of like indexes and order. And if you want to find something in an array or, you know, iterate through it, you are going to traverse it from one end to the other. And there's like a sense of a beginning and an end. That's a characteristic of a linear data structure. And one way that I really like to think about linear data structures is kind of like a game of hopscotch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I haven't played that in so long.
It's going to take me back to my childhood, but I don't want to ruin hopscotch by now thinking about like linear lists all the time. But a linear data structure is like hopscotch in that if you want to get to the end, like the number 10 at the end of, you know, hopscotch thing, you have to start at the beginning. So if you want to get to the end of a linked list or an array or any type of linear data structure, you have to start from one end and go through all the items in our structure in order, in a sequence. And it's very different than nonlinear data structures where there is no order and you can traverse through it without a sequence.
Okay, so in an array, if you have an array that has, you know, A, B, C, D, right?
Mm-hmm.
I use, when you talk about like index and traversing and sequence stuff, you mean I can find array at the 0th place, at the 1th place. I never know how to describe like, not the 0th, but you know, at place 1, at place 2, at place 3, and kind of, you know, go through it. But at the end of the day, I'm finding it because they're in that specific order. So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
And so similarly, with a linked list, I assume it has some type of order.
Yeah.
Is it also an index-based order, or how does the ordering work?
A linked list does have order, but it's different from an array in that it's constructed differently. And the way that the items in a linked list connect to one another is very different than the way that the items in an array connect to one another.
Okay. How?
It's a really good question. This is kind of like the fundamental difference between arrays and linked lists.
Okay.
If you can like compare the two in your head and know how they're different, your life with linked lists will forever be easy.
I'm excited about an easier life always.
Here's the metaphor that I like to think about.
Okay.
Say you have to store a bunch of stuff in your apartment. You just moved in and you are like, oh my God, I have all these things. I need to figure out what place to put them.
Mm-hmm.
An array is kind of like the drawers in your kitchen that you would like put mm-hmm. things in. You can kind of think about storing things in those drawers. They're all in an order and they're all kind of connected to one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the drawers are like generally in one place in your kitchen, as far as most kitchens and drawers go. But the way that linked lists work, if an array is like drawers in your kitchen, a linked list is kind of like boxes scattered throughout your apartment.
Okay.
So you still have the same stuff you're trying to store, mm-hmm. but instead of storing it in like drawers in your kitchen, you have different boxes. And say you have one box and you're like, I'm going to put all these things in here. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know, I'm going to put all my spoons in this box. Seems kind of weird to do that maybe. But then you're like, okay, well, the other thing I need to store is forks. But I'm going to put all the forks in a different box.
Okay.
Every box doesn't know about the other boxes. It only knows about one other box.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you can kind of think about like, you have a box and you're like, okay, the next box in my linked list is somewhere else. And I'm going to put a sticky note on this box and be like, okay, the next box is in the corner of the bathroom. Then you go to the box in the corner of the bathroom. And then you have some stuff in it, whatever. And then you look at the sticky note on that box and you're like, okay, what's the next box in this list? And that's how you get the sense of order and sequence.
Okay. So if I use your drawer metaphor and I'm trying to find, you know, I'm at the first drawer, spoons, and I want to know, okay, I need to find forks. I know where to look for the forks because it's just going to be the next drawer down. Like, that's just how arrays work. Like, it's always going to be the next drawer down. And if I don't know where the forks are, I just keep opening the drawers in that cabinet. What holds drawers?
I don't know. I was like, I also was going to say cabinet, but I was like, a cabinet's different, right?
Whatever, in the kitchen. So you keep, I was like, I don't know home furnishing things, words, English. So when you are trying to find the knives, you just keep pulling drawers in that list, in that row until you find the knives. Did I say I was looking for knives? Is that what I said?
I thought you were looking for forks.
I was like, okay, sorry. I'm just so excited about utensils, you know? I just get really carried away.
There's probably a drawer with knives too. It's fine.
There you go. There you go. So whatever utensil you're looking for in the array scenario, you just keep opening them all the way down until you find the next one.
Or you could also be like, oh, I know, I'm looking for knives and I know that it's the fourth drawer. Like, you might not even need to go search for it. You're like, oh, all the utensils are here. I'm going to just grab it from the fourth drawer.
Right, exactly. But either way, I know that it's either going to be the next one until I find it or the specific number in that row. But for the boxes example, the one where the boxes are all scattered around your house, what you're saying is if I find just this one box alone in the living room all by itself and it's filled with spoons, there's no boxes around it, so I need some extra information to help me find the next. I need, it's like a scavenger hunt, right? I need like the next clue to help me find where the next box is. So in the array, the location is the index. But for the boxes, what are the sticky notes? Like, what is that in code form?
So the sticky notes are what we call references or pointers, because basically what they're doing is they're like, here's where you go next. And I'm going to point to the next box in line, even though it might be on the other side of the apartment. But the sticky note on the box is like, oh, the next box is in this location. And then I can be like, I can look at the sticky note and be like, oh, here's the reference to the next box. I know where to go.
Okay. So comparing arrays and linked lists with what we have now, arrays have the actual information, the data itself, and an index system.
Mm-hmm.
And linked lists have the data itself and this idea of references.
Yes. A linked list basically has two parts. There is the thing that actually holds the data. And this is like, in our metaphor, it's kind of like the box itself. And that's called a node. And a linked list can have one node or it can have many nodes. And every single time you add something or remove something from the linked list, you're basically adding or removing nodes because that's what holds our data.
Does the node also include the reference, or is it just literally the thing that holds the data and that's it?
So the node will have a reference to the next node, yeah. But a reference is kind of like a little piece of data.
Is that like metadata? is it like metadata for the data structure?
Yeah, you could kind of think of it as like every node you create is like, Hey.
By the way.
Do I have a reference?
Yeah.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I, as a node, part of my existence means knowing who my next node is. So every single node only knows about the next person in line and not everybody else. If you went to a single node in a linked list and you're like, hey, buddy, how big is the linked list? The node would have no idea. The node just knows like, hey, I don't know how big this is, but I know who my next door neighbor is through my reference.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But that's kind of like the key difference with an array and a linked list is that every single node in a linked list has no concept of the size of the list itself. Mm, it just knows the next one in line.
It's kind of like me in every neighborhood I've ever lived in. It's like I know my neighbor sort of. I don't know past that, though. I don't know who these other people are or what they're doing or how big my neighborhood is. Kind of start at this block and we end at this block. I think this counts as my neighborhood. So Linkless and I have a lot in common. Great.
Basically, you are a node. We're all just nodes.
We are all just nodes. But what does it actually look like? Because I see arrays all the time, right? It's like straight bracket, A, B, C, D, close bracket. Like it's very... I'm used to what they look like, but what do linked lists look like? How do you represent that concept of data and then reference?
So the way that you might see it whenever you do see it is kind of like an array. It might look very similar to an array.
Okay.
Like if you look at some Java code and like look at an example of an outputted linked list just printed out, it can look just like an array. It might not look that different, but it's operating in a very different way.
How so?
It goes back to the drawer and box example in that you can store the same stuff in both situations, but the way that you're storing items and where they live in memory are going to be super different. And the way that they're implemented are going to be different, especially when it comes to knowing where that data lives in memory and being able to go find it when you need it.
Okay, so... memory is one of those scary words that I just generally try to ignore. You know, I'm a Ruby developer, so I assume that most languages nowadays and most machines are so powerful and efficient and, you know, we work with things on a higher level than we used to in the past. And so I don't really have to think about things like memory and memory allocation. Is that true or have I just been living in like a little bubble?
Well, a lot of the times you don't need to think about it. And you probably are thinking about memory in different ways. Like, especially if you're a Ruby developer, you're probably thinking about memory in like how many calls to the database you're making and how efficient that is and how you have to hold things in memory.
That's true.
But you probably don't ever think about it in the context of like, how big is this array?
Right. Yeah.
It feels like you can just use it for free and not worry about it. But if you work with a language that doesn't handle garbage collection for you and you have to worry about cleaning up objects and pointers and things that you use, then you do need to worry about memory and where things live. And you probably also have to think about things like, am I wasting space? Am I, allocating space in memory that I am not using? Am I copying over things because I didn't know how to budget my memory properly? And those are all things that, you know, can be super annoying about certain languages because the developer's expected to handle those things. It's not built into the language a lot of the times.
So when it comes to memory and memory allocation, even though the languages that I know, I don't have to worry about these things, when it comes to understanding and appreciating the difference between arrays and linked lists, what does memory have to do with that?
The fundamental difference is that the way that memory is allocated in a linked list is kind of scattered and all over the place. And what I mean by that is all those nodes we were talking about and the data that they contain, they don't all need to be clumped in one location.
Right. They can be in different rooms.
Yes, exactly. They're like in different rooms in your apartment versus the drawers, which always have to be, you know, together in one place. I mean, you can have drawers in your kitchen. You can have drawers in like your bedroom, your bathroom, but all the drawers have to be together.
Yeah.
And then if you run out of drawers, you need to like get a whole new set of drawers and make sure you have enough space for the next things you're adding. And then
you need a new kitchen.
Basically, I'm all for creating new kitchen. I love kitchens. Yeah. It's the most important room in the house. But
definitely.
Anyways, I digress. But my point is that the way that data is stored in memory is different with a linked list, because you don't need everything to be in one place, which means if you're trying to add something, you can put that data anywhere that there's free space.
Okay.
That's kind of the key thing versus an array where, say, I've filled up everything and I have no more space, and then I'm like, actually, I need to add something. Well, I didn't budget for enough space. I don't have enough drawers. So I need to probably create a new set of drawers with more space, copy over all my data, and now I have enough space. But if I have a linked list and I want to add something, I can be like, okay, well, there's space in this corner of the house. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of memory over here in my machine. I will save this node and its data and its reference over here, and it can be in a totally different place. And that's what makes linked lists and arrays different in terms of memory allocation. And the terms that we use to differentiate how a linked list and an array handles memory are the terms static versus dynamic. So arrays are static in that they need a block of memory, but linked lists don't need a block, and they can kind of grow very easily and shrink easily. They're dynamic.
Okay, so if linked lists are so awesome, and right now they sound pretty awesome, why don't we use them all over the place? Why do we even have arrays?
Well, there are some downsides to linked lists. I'll give you an example. Say I'm like, hey, Saran, can I please borrow your book on computer science stuff? And you're like, okay, I'm going to go to my house and get it. But it's in a box somewhere, and let's just say it's like in box number 12.
Yeah.
But you're using a linked list, so where do you have to start?
Oh, you gotta start with the first box.
Yeah. And then after that, you're not gonna find the book in there, right? So then you'll be like, okay, what's...
I gotta look at the sticky note.
You're gonna look at the sticky note, and then you'll be like, where's the next box? And then you're gonna do this like, what, 10 times? So you get to the, what, I don't even know if it's box 10. I forgot what I said. But imagine that it's like somewhere way down the line. You've basically searched through all these boxes.
Yeah.
And you've had to kind of walk all over your apartment to do it.
And I don't like exercise, so that's kind of a problem.
Versus like if it had been in a drawer, and say, here's another example, say all of like your books are on a shelf and you're like, oh, okay, well, I know that they're only in one place, so I know exactly where the book is. I don't need to go looking through boxes everywhere. So there are definitely downsides.
Yeah.
Linked lists are awesome, but like they're not always the right tool for the job.
Yeah. Okay, but going back to how important is memory allocation actually, is this something that I would consider now as a quote-unquote modern-day developer? Like, is this like a leftover concept and thing that is good to know because it was always part of the computer science curriculum? Or are these questions, at least when it comes to using a linked list or not using a linked list and memory allocation, are they relevant to the way most of us code nowadays?
So most of us, depending on what language you use, but
yeah, that's true. That's already like super exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. But like if you use Ruby or JavaScript or Python, probably aren't going to have to deal with these things. But if you're using languages that are force you to deal with memory allocation, then you will find that linked lists are pretty common. So like it exists in, I think, C and Java. But the interesting thing about linked lists is that they are used for a lot of other data structures. And some of them, it'll show up again and again in computer science. And linked lists are often used to implement data structures that you and I would use as modern day developers.
Oh.
We'll get to that later. But like the core concept of how they work is really useful to know because you can implement tons of other data structures using linked lists. So if you can understand the concept behind how it works, it actually ends up being super helpful when you get to those more complicated data structures and you have like a foundation to draw from.
Okay, so it's not that I'm going to necessarily write linkedlist.new, but whatever it is that I am doing on my side of the screen internally, the language I'm using, the framework I'm using, the tools I'm using might be implementing it through linked lists.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Totally.
Yeah. Huh, very cool. And that is our fifth episode of the BaseCS podcast. Let us know what you think. And don't forget to take on this episode's podcast challenge. Text your favorite hex speak words to 240-650-9856. That's our BaseCS podcast hotline. And win a special postcard from Vitahi. To learn more about hexes, make sure to check out Vitahi's blog post. All those details are in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I help make. It's the first original podcast from Dev,
a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee.
Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
See y'all later.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.